first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Who said this? Quote, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Oh my, unquote. Welcome everyone to Spouting Off. This week, the beginning of December already, we have a live show today and tomorrow. And all you got to do is tune in to us either on Facebook, a number of other places live, or www.wsmn.live. Very proud to be broadcasting from our flagship station here at 1590 AM WSMN and 95.3 FM. Well, it bears repeating because it is so beautiful. "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." No better motto could epitomize what America stands for and who wrote the Declaration of Independence, the great Thomas Jefferson. Is it any wonder with a quote like that, that the radical left that controls the Democrat Party and the growing tyranny, yes, my friends, tyranny that we are watching in this country, an embracing of the use of force upon other individuals who dare to disagree or to dissent, that's called tyranny. Is it any wonder that our brilliant founders are being demonized, maligned, and have been for quite some time, longer than just the Biden administration, as old bigoted white men? How easy is it to discount the brilliance that they stood for in order to usher in something of which America was never meant to be? I came upon 163, a site that shows 163 of the most famous Thomas Jefferson quotes. And boy, they are wonderful. I copied and pasted, my goodness, about 25 of them out of 163. They're all fascinating. They're all brilliant. And of course, guess what? You get to disagree with any of them. That one, however, is enshrined at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Very important to remember that. I encourage you all to go and visit, because that's the people's city. That is the seat of government that most needs to remember those words. And on the words above Thomas Jefferson's head are those words, swearing hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Guess where I was alerted to this or reminded of it? Because I have been to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, but I don't really think I appreciated the significance of it when I went. I was much, much younger. And now I know less than ever, so I appreciate it. I appreciate Thomas Jefferson. Many of his quotes are about that very thing, that he would rather be ignorant completely. He'd rather not read a newspaper than to be, I'm paraphrasing Thomas Jefferson, I'm sorry, to believe things that simply aren't true. And boy, isn't that true as well, that people, in order not to admit they don't know, are willing to attach themselves to things that are so very, very wrong, sometimes ignorant, and occasionally even evil, because they don't want to know, not knowing the vacuum people want to fill it, people want to fill it up with. So this site, I encourage you to take a look at 163 of the most famous Thomas Jefferson quotes by a page called Bored Panda. And I was about to tell you how I was alerted to this once again. Yes, I remembered. And that is, I love watching older movies now. Some I've seen, most of them I haven't, because the newest movies are filled with the same old radical leftist propaganda, and they sneak it in when you least expect it. As a matter of fact, we ought to have my friend Christian Toto once again on the program to talk about some of those things. And one of the ways that you can simply avoid that kind of constant leftist indoctrination and insult to our intelligence, not that they all have that, but you never know until afterwards, unless you read Christian Toto and others, is to watch old movies that epitomize what America used to stand for, and which most everybody agreed, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, they all pretty much agreed on liberty. Now we have people that no longer believe in liberty, personal or even state liberty. In other words, a state doesn't have a right to its own sovereignty if it disagrees with the federal government. An individual has no right to sovereignty if he disagrees, even as it concerns his own body. If he disagrees with a government, especially a government hoax that is based on lies and untruths, none of that matters when obedience to the state is being inculcated in America. It breaks my heart to even allude to such a thing. So it was the movie. I never realized how patriotic this movie was. Born Yesterday. If you never watched Born Yesterday, it is masterful. Masterful performance by Judy Holliday, playing a dumb blonde. And it is well known that Judy Holliday was one of the smartest people in Hollywood, one of the high IQ people in Hollywood, which is you could say few and far between. But she was brilliant at playing a dumb blonde. And even in the movie, she wasn't dumb at all. But when she starts to learn and read and study and educate herself, what is she educating herself about? The principles that made America great. So they visit Thomas Jefferson and they quote more than once the quote that I just gave you. So I created a little comment on Twitter about how it is that the left hates Thomas Jefferson and everything it stands for. I'm going to give you another quote. And this is a quote by by someone who was a Democrat and whom the Democrats supposedly revere, but whom they no longer agree for the most part. And those that disagree haven't had the courage to stand up and say otherwise. And here's the quote. I think this is the most extraordinary. This was welcoming a Nobel Prize winner, group of Nobel Prize winners. Oh, and by the way, from Saint-Pierre, the press secretary, it's not Nobel Prize, it's Nobel Prize. The fact that she does not know that is kind of tantamount to Army Corps of Engineers. We all know who said that. So it was a Nobel Prize winners at a dinner in the early 60s at the White House. The president, I'll just tell you, so I can tell you, President John F. Kennedy was quoted thusly, quote, "I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge that has ever been gathered together at the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone." How about that? So Many people, including myself, believe that John F. Kennedy, with his policies, his principles, what he believed in the early 60s, he would be a center-right Republican today because he was against communism. He was against tyranny. He loved, or at least is said to have loved, our founding fathers, including respect for the brilliance of Thomas Jefferson. How about that? I hate to say it, but I think along with Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy must be rolling over in his grave today to see Thomas Jefferson maligned so, and to see liberty maligned even more. Here is another quote. I have got two more. Actually, there's tons of them, but they're wonderful, worthy of remembering and enlightening and encouraging, because this is part of how we fight the tyranny of today, and that is educating ourselves as to what America is supposed to be about and what it was meant to be about and what exactly is at stake here and what is under attack today. Next quote, if God is just, I tremble for my country. Can you imagine what he'd think today? This country does not resemble anything the founders either intended or created. When you have giant, massive states doing business with people that want to kill us, acquiescing to imposing tyranny on its own citizens. That's what America has stood against for pretty much all of its founding. Here's another quote. I love this one. It's so relevant, so very relevant to today. Errors of opinion may be tolerated where reason is left free to combat it. Think of that. He was poetic for sure, but he's saying something so very important, and it has everything to do with the censorship that we are watching of Elon Musk turning truth on its head. Or the, I should say, the vendetta against Elon Musk claiming that he allows hate speech when they're the haters, once again. But let's read that again. Errors of opinion may be tolerated where reason is left free to combat it. And what are we dealing with today? Reason is being subjugated so as not to be able to combat errors of opinion or tyranny itself. Think about it. I direct you to more quotes of Thomas Jefferson. Karen Cataline, and you are listening to Spouting Off. We have a great guest. I'll tell you about him when we get back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call now, toll free,
866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Karen Cataline puts the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. Now back to Spouting Off.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. It looks like we have a bit of a delay in welcoming our next guest. That happens sometimes on live radio. So I'm going to wax philosophic about a few more things while we try to get our guest on the line, and then I'll tell you all about him. Let me just go back here. I got so caught up in talking about Thomas Jefferson, and I didn't really get to finish, that I didn't even get to what I wanted to talk about. Let me read one more quote by Thomas Jefferson, because it is so important. "It behooves every man who values liberty of conscience for himself to resist invasions of it in the case of others. Or their case may, by change of circumstances, become his own." Have truer words never been spoken or quoted? If you protect the liberty of your fellow citizen, no matter how much you disagree with him or her, you're protecting your own liberty, because that kind of censorship, hostility, bullying, and intimidation, persecution, and injustice will be visited upon you. We've got our guest just in time to shut the host up so that we can welcome our guest. Well, it's time, and we're going to shift gears here and talk about something we've been talking about for a couple of years, but this man has written a book about immigration. Can't wait to hear more about what this book is about. His name is Murray Sabrin, Dr. Murray Sabrin, author of From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, An American Story. He is Emeritus Professor of Finance at Ramapo College of New Jersey. Dr. Sabrin is considered a, quote, public intellectual for writing essays about the economy in scholarly and popular publications. He's the author of Tax-Free 2000, a host of other books. I won't get a time to talk to him if I keep going. An American Story was just, and this book was just released. Dr. Murray Sabrin, thanks for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's great to be with you this morning, this afternoon, well, I should say.
Yes, yes. Well, good to have you with us. And let's just jump right in. It looks like your book, From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, An American Story, it doesn't necessarily have to do with illegal immigration of today, but what does it have to do with? Disabuse me of that notion.
Well, it has to do with my story of coming to America as an infant in 1949 with my older brother and parents, who were the only ones in their respective families to survive the Holocaust in their native Poland. They migrated to West Germany in 1946 when my mother was pregnant with me, and they decided to come to America in 1949. My father's first cousin came to America, I think, in 1946-47. And my father wrote his great aunt, who raised his mother in New York City in the early part of the 20th century, who then returned to Poland, got married, raised a family, and perished during the Holocaust. So the story is about my journey from a son of Holocaust survivors going through the New York City public schools and the City University of New York, and then Rutgers University for my PhD, and how I went from a liberal Democrat in the 1960s to a conservative Republican in the late 60s, early 70s, to a libertarian for the past 50 years.
I think not only have we spoken, but we may even have met. Were you hanging out in Colorado at all, or do I have that confused?
No, I think no? We flew over Colorado several times, going to the West Coast.
The quintessential flyover country, right?
Well, yeah, I'd love to go to Colorado. I hear so many nice things about it.
I'm no longer there, unfortunately. I became a Liberty refugee and moved out of Colorado. But had you been holding when the bumper started, you would have heard it said that I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. And you and I have some very significant things in common, and I have many relatives who horrifyingly perished in the Holocaust. It is so, so great always to meet a Jewish conservative liberty lover, liberty-minded person, because if I had a nickel for every time I was asked why are Jews so liberal, you know, I'd have enough to buy at least an expensive cup of coffee. Do you get that question, and how do you answer that? And then we'll move on to your book.
I don't really get that question. Interestingly enough, after the 97 gubernatorial campaign, when I was a Libertarian Party candidate, and I was the first third party candidate to raise enough funds to get matching funds from the State Election Commission, and which required me to be in three debates with the two major party candidates, I received a letter from a rabbi in central New Jersey asking me to speak to his congregation. And I said, well, what can I speak to the congregation on a Friday night? And my topic was why Jews must be libertarians. And I explained that the Jewish people were given the Ten Commandments by Moses, which, by the way, was my given name when I was born in 1946. And if everyone embraced the Ten Commandments, there'd be no need for jails, there'd be no need for police. But unfortunately, the human experience, the human condition is such that some people don't embrace liberty, they don't embrace virtue, they don't embrace peaceful coexistence, they don't believe, embrace keeping their hands out of other people's pockets, so they have the government do that for them. That's why we have a big welfare state. And what I try to do is disarm people by saying, here's the experience of America for the past 200 years. When has America had the greatest achievements? Well, it was when we had the least government involved in people's affairs and taxes were extremely low. Or prior to 1913, we never had an income tax. And we had the greatest boom in the world history in the 19th century when we went from an agrarian society to the top economic power in the world by the beginning of the 20th century. Mm.
So that's where I know your name. You are still a libertarian, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, after Nixon imposed wage price controls in 1971, when I was a year before I went to graduate school full time, I said, here are the people wearing Adam Smith ties, and they're doing exactly what you expect Democrats to do, using the power of government to stifle free exchange between people, businesses, and individuals. And I said, these people are not serious about free enterprise and limited government. And I decided to leave the Republican Party back in 1971.
So, Dr. Sabrin, as a libertarian, and I have been familiar with libertarian philosophy for decades, many people have, in light of what I couldn't possibly describe as anything other than jumping the shark right into tyranny, since COVID and all of that, and since the use of force is now being celebrated on to people, and we're watching things that our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents could never have imagined, a country in America speeding on a speeding train to communism, totalitarianism, and tyranny from within. How is the philosophy of libertarianism that's been such a small little group? What does a longtime libertarian think about what we're watching today, and what kind of really functional things we can do to stop this speeding train? I talk about it all the time, but to talk to a libertarian who gets it on liberty, but in practice, we're headed in exactly the opposite direction. Have been for decades, but more now.
Well, that's a great question, Karen, because in 1985, when I started teaching full-time at Ramapo College, if I had been invited to give a talk saying the Berlin Wall is going to come down, East Europe is going to be liberated, and the Soviet Union is going to collapse in 10 years, people would have thought I was crazy. Yes, all those things happened. In 1989, the Berlin Wall came down, East Europe was liberated, and the Soviet Union collapsed right before our eyes. And the reason it collapsed is because we know socialism, communism does not work. It's not practical, not alone being theoretically weak, it's against human nature, it doesn't deliver the goods. In other words, it doesn't produce the things that people want. Well, here we have the same thing. Statism doesn't work. The welfare warfare state that we've had in this country since, I guess, the end of World War II with the Korean War, Vietnam, and all the other undeclared wars we've had, it doesn't work. It doesn't achieve the goals of the foreign policy establishment, which is to spread democracy around the world. That's a foolish errand. And the welfare state has been a total failure. I realized that back in 1968-69 when the Great Society program was getting underway, and I realized this was not going to work. And of course, it hasn't worked because we have $31 trillion of debt with more than $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. So the federal government is a financial basket case. It makes Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme seem trivial in comparison. And then we have an institution that enables all this by printing money, which was the focus of my book last year, which I think when we spoke on the boom-bust cycle. And so you have a confluence of bad ideology, bad policy, and overreaching by the government domestically and internationally. And since I became U.S. citizen in 1959, and swore to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies in foreign and domestic, our enemies of the Constitution are right before our eyes. They're in the Congress. They're in the Supreme Court. They're in
plain view.
They're in plain view. They're not hiding it. Yeah. They're not hiding. This is probably the most open, quote, conspiracy in American history.
Yeah. I want to see if I can articulate this question. When I hear... and it isn't that I disagree that socialism, communism, et cetera, does not work. What I hear in my head is the assumption that somehow the tyrants who are using generosity as an excuse to subjugate their fellow man, that they actually have good intentions. I think that with the genocides of Stalin and Hitler and Pol Pot and many other tyrants who promised good things while they robbed, raped, stole, and massacred people, it became clear that that was simply a cover for control, tyranny, and the like. So I wish people would stop saying, I mean, I'm not lecturing you, I apologize, that it doesn't work. It's not that it doesn't work. It's never meant to work. It works beautifully if you want to create a subjugated, oppressed, and persecuted mass of society. And that's what it does work to do. Your thoughts?
It's evil. It's just pure evil. No one has the right to subjugate other people. It's called slavery. It's called fascism.
Yes.
It's called socialism. Yes. Subjugation is something that we abhor. We talk about this all the time in the media and in Congress. They say subjugation of the past of slavery is evil. But we have a form of that today. Of course, people don't recognize it. It's called the income tax. It's called our money being devalued every day by the Federal Reserve by printing
dollars.
Yeah,
but we're talking about something that's gone past that now, Dr. Sabourin. We're talking about forcing people against patient Bill of Rights. We're talking about censorship. We're talking about an attack on every single one of our Bill of Rights designed to prevent tyranny. All of them, every single one of them, including surveillance, privacy, press, freedom of religion. It's all under attack. So it goes past what I grew up hearing about libertarians into something none of us could have imagined. So my question is, at this late juncture, because darkness is descending on America, and I'm not overstating it. Once you have censorship, accepted censorship of anyone, and claiming that open communication is somehow dangerous to, quote, democracy, you're on your way to tyranny. What do you recommend, if any, have you thought about this, for people to do who love liberty, who love freedom in this country?
Well, that's why 2.5 years ago I retired, and my mission is to provide alternatives for the masses in the books that I've been writing, in the articles, in my Substack column, is to present, to educate. That's what I did for a living for 35 years, is I educate. And so my job is to educate people on radio, on TV, in newspaper articles, in letters to the editor, in speaking engagements. So I'm trying to do what people before me have done, and people will do after me, is to change people's view of society and what it means to be a civilized person in a free society. And
so valuable.
This is the challenge that we have. I think it's an enormous challenge. But the point is, we saw the Soviet Union collapse before our eyes 30 years ago. The American welfare warfare state will eventually collapse. When, we don't know. But when I first learned about economics and finance 40 years ago, I said, the reason that the United States can continue to do what it does is because foreigners still accept dollars in trade around the world, and they hold U.S. government debt. Once they decide no longer to hold dollars as much as they do now, and no longer buy government debt, it's checkmate, and we have to restructure our economy, especially the federal government.
Yeah, and the collapse leads to a replacement into tyranny. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but I do want to give you the last, I don't know, it's 30 seconds, tell everybody where they can partake of that wisdom of Dr. Murray Sabourin and pass it around to their friends and family, because education cannot be underestimated. Go for it.
Well, I write a Substack column, murraysabourin.substack.com, and my latest book, From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, is available on Amazon. And I must say, it's number 4 in the category of new releases in political freedom. So I'm hoping that it becomes number 1 in the not too distant future, because as one talk show host said to me yesterday, I hope the book sells gazillions of copies so the American people can be educated for what it means to be a free citizen.
So do I. Dr. Murray Sabourin, thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate having you. Well, when we come back, we're going to have an update to someone who has suddenly become a big deal. We had her a while back. I'll tell you about her when we get back. You're listening to Spouting Off here on WSMN. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
I was asking God through prayer, seeking a good news source. I believe he showed me the Epic Times. I deliver the mail and came across an issue. The front page intrigued me, and I subscribed. Now I cut out articles and give them to friends and family. I leave old issues at the library and around my community. We read it to our kids and love the positive messages in each article. So why do I think everyone should read the Epic Times? Because they're bringing back traditional values to this great country.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
Sign up for Karen's newsletter and read her columns at KarenCataline.com. Now back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Morning hour goes quickly here at Spouting Off, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern at WSMN.live or in various places, K-Star Radio Network, BBS Radio carries us and a bunch of others. It's always so much fun when I get to interview somebody I've never heard of before, and then I see her name all over the place. And such is the case right now. Michelle Swinnick joined us about a month or two, talking about what's going on in Arizona and Maricopa County, and now she has an update for us. She's the queen of quality content and collaboration, host of Everything Home Talk Radio Show, TV show, podcast, patriotic, purpose-driven host, and also started a movement, founder of Save My Freedom Movement. I'm telling you, she's everywhere. Michelle Swinnick, welcome back to Spouting Off.
Oh, you are the best. Cataline. Karen Cataline. You got the best last name. I tell you that, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I came by it by marriage. I wasn't even born with it. It was the best thing the ex-husband ever gave me.
You got to get it now.
Yeah, I got alliteration.
If things don't work out, keep it. Keep it. Yeah. Keep the money and keep that if things don't work out.
Oh, No. This was my first husband. It didn't work out a long time ago, but I kept the name because I liked it. Let's talk about you. Enough about me.
Keep the money.
You talk
kick
about
them to the curb. Yeah, there you go.
We're talking at the same time. I am so sorry. You've got much energy. Okay. You just go, girl. Lawsuit filed yesterday on the Arizona election. Hearing granted for tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to let you and your audience know that I'm also live right now on TECN TV and multiple other platforms. So I'm bringing you with me. So I figured, you know what? Let's just get the information out to everybody.
That?
So awesome, right? Awesome.
We love that.
And then I will make sure that you plug your show here at the end, too, because I want to make sure that people that are watching and listening now, they can find you. So let's talk about the lawsuit. So the lawsuit, Leo Denifrio, I pronounced his name wrong. I'm like, Denifrio, he's from New Jersey. Him and I have been actually in communications for about 25 hours over the past 3 weeks because of everything that's been transpiring. So, and he's been working on this for a while. Josh Barnett, who ran for, because you need a guy to file it, right? Then you have the attorney that writes it. So Josh Barnett ran for Congress, but didn't make it through the primaries, or did he? Mm-hmm, right. So, it's 17 pages, and it is very detailed, and it goes through a lot of what transpired that some people have heard about and things that most people haven't even thought about or you're hearing in the media because a lot of people aren't talking about it. So I encourage everyone to read it. I read it last night, and you just go, oh, my God. This, and it, because this time around, they threw everything and the kitchen sink at getting the election to turn out for their outcome, right? Because remember, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcome. So they really did it this time. But the violations of the policies and procedures is what I've been focusing on, because I like to use their own rules against them that they broke, not to mention their own language, right? Because then that's kind of an easy lay down. And it really goes through everything where you cannot legally certify this election based on what transpired in just one of the 100 different categories. And even the machines alone, for example, the protocol and the procedures manual that was written by the Secretary of State says, if you have a machine that malfunctions, you need to immediately repair or replace. We have machines malfunctioning all over Mayor Corruption County within the first 15 minutes. And then there's also what sense of guarantee do you have that your vote that actually finally went through the tabulator, that 10% did during those first 3 hours, at least at my center, what makes you think that it was read correctly? Right. What if just because you've got a malfunctioning machine? So what makes you think it was read correctly? 15 minutes in, you have an election that you cannot certify. But they don't care about that because the certification process has no teeth. They don't do anything to back up the certification. They just rubber stamp it because that's the process. The people in charge control the outcomes.
Michelle, there are a couple things I just want to go back and pick up a loose end. You said people could read it for themselves. What can they read and where?
Oh, the actual 17-page complaint that was filed Tuesday night that was actually granted a hearing for this Friday. The hearing was granted last night for – it's going to be procedural. Basically, they're going to say, okay, we're going to set a date for the next hearing, which will be an actual more detailed trial, like where they're going to actually bring information forward. She's going to say, I'm throwing the whole thing out. But the fact that she granted a hearing, even if it's just to have a meeting to have another meeting – that's amazing, right? Because everything else has been thrown out because you didn't have standing, right? Or the election wasn't certified, so you can't contest it. So because of how the tool that he used and the fact that it's a civil complaint for declaratory and injunctive relief, the way that he filed it, because of how the rules work, the legal system, you know, they love the mumbo jumbo. They love to make everything confusing. That's why it at least got to the hearing part. So that's actually really positive. This is the furthest we've gotten so far because it was done the right way. Yeah. So what I'm doing is on my Substack, I started a Substack that's easier to communicate and really loaded up with information, which is savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. So this afternoon, when I finish with you guys, I'm going to go add a bunch of articles. I'm going to add the link to that document and also the link to watch the hearing, which will be tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time. Really not much to watch, but it might make people think there's a little bit of hope left, right? Because we want to make sure that the flag that I have upside down in my office is fine, or in my studio, is finally right side up. So I encourage people to go there. You could, and it's free. Okay. We're not charging anybody for the Substack like Dr. Malone and a bunch of these grifters do. So then you can go ahead and at least subscribe to that. And I'm going to just be providing all kinds of information.
Wait, did you call Dr. Malone? You mean the doctor, the physician on COVID? He charges? You're saying he's a grifter?
Oh, he's a huge grifter. Yeah, he just sued, apparently, Dr. Peter Bragan, and Red State Media, which is Stu Peters' group, and also Dr. Jane Ruby. I saw that he sued them today. He's a huge grifter. The guy's a liar. He's deep state. He is still on the CIA payroll. Oh, yeah. I can go on for days about Dr. Malone. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Invented the mRNA, but yet took the vaccine? I don't think so, Betty. No. I have tons and tons of information about him. Ask Dr. Judy Mikovits. Watch an episode of Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about Dr. Malone. Dr. Malone was back in the fraud days, back in the 80s.
I just wanted to give you a chance to make your to comment about that, and I'm just going to say blanket here that at Spouting Off, we believe in giving lots of people we may or may not agree with a platform to say their piece. That's America. You don't have to agree or disagree with what she's saying or not, but let's hear the opinions. Speaking of what I've heard, this is something I know you could speak to, and that is that a whistleblower, if you will call him that, on the committee to certify elections said in a news item that if he did not certify that election, and first they said they weren't going to certify it, then all of a sudden everybody certified it unanimously. He said that if he had not done that, he would have been arrested. Isn't that illegal? And did that actually happen?
It is illegal. And that was Ron Gould, or Goud, G-O-U-D, I believe. He was the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. And I believe it was Mojave. Okay. So that actually did happen. He was on the War Room talking about it yesterday. And mm-hmm. he's been obviously in a bunch of articles and things like that. Apparently there was two people that were threatened with a class six felony and being arrested if they did not certify. That is not, that's not the law. That's not how it works. So that actually, he said, came from their county attorney. So what I said to that was, he should have said, well, then damn, arrest me. Let's get this party started. Because that's what I would have done. Because that would have actually,
I don't think everybody is as gutsy as you are. Because, I mean, this is upside down logic. So the choice to certify or not certify is robbed from people. And the state, which has an interest in a particular outcome of the election, is going to arrest you if you don't do as they say. Isn't that the opposite of free elections? Hello?
Oh, it's totally the opposite of free elections and a free country, and it's lawlessness and it's lies. You don't get arrested because you didn't certify.
In other words, it's illegal to say no to your government. It is illegal to say no to anything the government wants, even regardless of what it is. That's not freedom or liberty
in
any way. No.
But that's the world we're living in. Well, what are we, the people, going to do about it? Because it's only going to get worse.
That question for us. What can in our, let's see, we got about 6 minutes left. Let's spend the rest of the time hearing from Michelle Swinnick as to what we're going to do about it.
Well, I want everyone to take action by going to the One Click Email campaign. That's at savemyfreedom.us. Literally takes less than 2 minutes a day. It emails all the legislators and all the elected and selected elitists in the whole state. And it mentions the statute where Katie Hobbs, I call her Katie Hobbit, cannot be in the position she's in to certify an election and oversee it because she's running for governor. And then it also lists different procedural violations, maladministration, so people can understand what transpired. And that's not even, we haven't even added the new stuff from the 17 pagers. The reason why this is important, and you don't have to be in Arizona, and if you tell 10 of your friends, that would be awesome, because if we have numbers, it shows that people are actually giving a crap and they want to stand up for their rights, because we don't show up in person. We already know that. But this way, since we'd like to do things digitally, we made it easy. So then that way they're getting the emails. They're getting the emails and they're getting the petition saying, you have to not certify this election and you need to redo the election in Arizona, because you cannot use these votes because none of them, it's not accurate. These people did not win. They did not win. And it allows us to have leverage, right? So now let's just say in the lawsuits. Well, if you come in there and say a million people said that filled this out, and not to mention it'd be fun to clog their emails. It also gives phone numbers on there and social media posts. It's all automatic stuff. So then that way you have numbers and levers to show that the people are doing something, right? Rather than just sitting on their hands and not. Now, as far as other measures, we're actually working on what can be done for we the people nationwide to take it to the next level. Before you go, I'm not talking extremes where tyranny on the mutiny on the bounty and that stuff. I'm talking about real measures that can be done, whether it is it's a citizens jury court. There's a couple other things that we're looking at. So you have the lawsuits, right? We have this one right now. And then you're going to be doing your take action every day and you're going to be talking about it. Okay. When the reason why, if you notice, a lot of people have moved on. All of our legislatures here have moved on. They're already talking about Katie Hobbs being governor and we only have a 1 or 2 seat majority. And I'm like, well, you guys, it's not over because this is an illegal election. But they've moved on because it's easier that way. No, the American people need to keep talking about this because it didn't just happen in Arizona. It happened in every city, every county, every state in the United States. It's just that we are more the focal point because we had Carrie Lake and because it's Arizona
right.
and all this stuff that comes out in Arizona.
She was someone they wanted to destroy. Right. She was somebody they wanted and needed to destroy. And to top it off, the same people who have a vested interest in getting their own way every time and doing whatever they have to get their own way, demonize anybody who asks a question. That mm-hmm. should be suspicious to everyone that whatever they're saying cannot stand scrutiny. They're trying to make an example of people saying you dare not ask a question, even though they were allowed to ask all kinds of questions about previous elections where they didn't win. The people who their political opponents are not allowed to ask questions. Same thing as tyranny. No is not an acceptable answer to tyrants. What are you looking at as far as, well, I don't even want to give it away or whatever, but what else do you need us to do in our last, I don't know, 2-3 minutes? What else do you need us to do? Or are you recommending us to?
Yeah, I'm recommending go to savemyfreedom.us because that's the Substack. Subscribe to that because then it's easier to get the information. And so that way you're brought up to speed. Read the articles. Watch the videos. And it's not just me. It's just factual information. So you understand what is at risk here by Arizona going in the direction that it is headed. The country literally is over because your rights, your sacred right to choose your elected and selected elite, if the representatives, is gone. That means that's all that you've got, is to choose who basically controls your life. And you don't get that choice anymore. That means they can do whatever they want.
You shouldn't be choosing anyone who controls your life. You should know that your right to control your own life within means that do not impose your will on others is a God-given right. But I do understand.
Well, that's what we need to get back to, Karen. And that's what I'm trying to wake the people up to, because I'm being sarcastic when I say that the government is there to destroy. Well, that's actually true. The government's there to destroy your life. And at least you used to have the chance to choose who was those that were destroying. Now they're just going to choose who gets to destroy for you. So once we realize that is what's going on, maybe we'll then actually be really, and we could change the system, and we can actually then get in the people that we want, the real honest ones. But it takes the people to realize the system that we have now in order for us to change it and take this seriously, which is why I want you to do the click email campaign, get a part of the Substack. And then I put the social media links, because I guess Twitter seems to be back to, I don't want to say normal, but at least there's a lot of activity there and we're getting not as
censored.
Yeah.
So
it's not as much censorship. And then
had you been censored?
We're talking about this all the time.
Were you censored off Twitter before, and have you been reinstated?
I didn't get kicked off. I was multiple times suspended, and then I stopped using it. And then because of my content that was streaming, I got actually taken down for 24 hours.
Hate to leave it there. Michelle Swinnick, you can find her on Substack. Thank you so much. Thank you for your passion, for your guts, for your courage. Shouldn't take guts, but it does. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Karen. You're the best.
My pleasure. Well, that does it for this edition of Spouting Off Tuesday, Thursday. There'll be another edition tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, and then those shows go out all over the place. Thanks to everyone who makes Spouting Off possible. Talk to you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern.